So let me begin, first of all, by asking you, what makes you glad? What makes you happy? Wait a minute. Ask the little ones. What makes you guys happy? Playing makes you happy. What else makes you happy? What makes you happy? You don't know? Does pizza make you happy? Oh, okay. What about you?
Watching
makes you happy. Okay, what else makes you happy? We just want to give you a chance. All right, I'm going to ask the big kid on the end. What makes you happy?
Running.
Okay. Yes. Sleeping makes Hannah happy. Yes. Coming to church. Oh, good answer. Pay you afterwards. We'll talk about it outside. But no, good answer. All right. All right. Now, different question. That's what makes you glad. What makes you sad?
Falling down.
Yeah, that's not fun. You get boo-boos all over the place. Yes. When who hurt you? Karen hurts you? Yeah. I'm sure that doesn't make you happy. That's good answer. Okay, what else doesn't make you happy? When you're sick doesn't make you happy, does it? Yes, sir.
Not running.
Okay, I'm not going to pull on him anymore. All right. So those are some things that make you sad, and we've looked at some things that make you glad. What makes you mad? Oh, he's got an answer. Oh, your babysitting sister hitting you makes you mad. We've got some true confessions going up here. Out of the mouth of babes. When Caden hits you, makes you mad. Okay. Okay. What scares you?
Being all alone in the dark.
Being all alone in the dark is a scary thing. Me too. Me too. Being in the dark, all that scares you? Okay. Well, today I want to talk about something. In our Big People's Church, we've been talking about how to know joy in every day of our lives. Okay? Be gentle. Because that'll make her mad. So we've been talking about how to have joy, to rejoice and be thankful to God no matter what we face. And we're going to learn a big lesson today. We're going to do some stuff here, and we're going to learn a lesson of how we can respond to it. Because every one of us, you share with me some things that make you mad, some things that make you sad, some things that make you scared, okay? Those things happen to us in life. You don't want him to hit you, but sometimes he does. You don't want her to bop you, sometimes she does. You don't like to be in the dark, but sometimes the lights do get turned off. Sometimes we face difficult things in life. And it isn't just you. We big people can face some difficult things too. And when people face difficult things, sometimes they respond in different ways. And some of the ways they respond may not be as healthy as others. So we're going to try to learn what is the best way to respond when we face difficulties. And we're going to use some hands-on stuff and some biblical characters, some characters from the Bible that help us. So first of all, let me start with this. Go ahead and hold these. Go ahead, Pat. Okay. Let's just touch it for a minute. Okay, we don't have to eat them. Just touch them. All right? Feel it, okay? Feel it, and then pass it down so everyone gets a chance to feel it, okay? Let everyone feel it, yep. Now, please don't make each other mad by hitting each other with a carrot. Keep the carrot to yourself, okay? That's good, but do you feel it? Tell me, what does it look like? What's its color?
Orange.
Okay, what did it feel like when you touched it?
It looked kind of
hard, like a rock. Solid? Yeah, I think so. Really solid? Okay. Now, do me a favor. Ben's going to stick his hand out. Just tap it gently.
Ow.
And, what does that feel like, Ben? You can feel it. It's solid. Okay, it's solid. Now, I want you to do something different for me. Gracie, I want you... Okay. I want you to grab one. Okay. Well, that one, she can actually eat it if she wants to. You can eat that one if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Now, guys, you don't have to eat these, okay, especially after I'm going to ask you to do what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to take your finger, And I want you to touch these and then tell me what is the same and what is different from these to these. Okay, go ahead and poke your finger in there. Does that feel different? Go ahead and take one. Tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and grab. I'm gonna have a, it's okay. Hold on to it. Hold on.
These are mushier than those.
Okay, okay. So, all right, so you're telling me. So what you're telling me, okay. Here you go. Yeah, they're messy, aren't they? Yes. So are you telling me, though, that are they still the same? Are they still the same color, guys? They're still what color?
Orange.
So the color didn't change. And what is it? Is this a... It's not a tomato, is it?
No.
It's not asparagus, is it?
No.
It's not broccoli, is it?
No.
It's still a carrot. But wait a minute. They're both carrots, but they're different. This one was hard. This one was squishy and mushy. What made the difference? Okay, these are wet, these are dry, these are soft, these are hard. How do you think I could get hard carrots to become soft carrots? Shh. Wait, what'd you do?
Soak them in hot water.
Ah, did you hear him? He said put them in hot water. Some people are like carrots. They're fine until they hit hot water. And then they go weak and mushy and feel like giving up. There's a Bible character by the name of Peter. I need one of our big people out there to please read this scripture for me. Who wants to read it out? Liam, nice and loudly, please. Lord! I'm ready. I'm ready. Lord, I got your back. Everybody else is going to fail you, Lord. Not me. I'm solid. You can trust me, Lord. Next verse up. Could someone read that? Pam, maybe? Peter said, I'm good. I'm strong. Until Peter faced some hot water. And Peter caved. He got weak. He quit. Sometimes what happens is when we face challenges in life and difficulties in life, sometimes people just say, I'm done, I quit, I give up, I don't want to try anymore. That's one way of responding. Now I have another way that some people respond. We'll just put this little sign next to this and it says, give up. Okay? Let's see if we can put that there and hold it together. There we go. Let's try another one. Let's take a look. Now, this one I need you to be really careful with. Okay? Now, I've got to ask you a big favor. Don't drop, don't throw, and don't eat. Just feel it. Just feel it. Feel it in your hand. Feel it. Okay, don't squeeze it. Good. Now, pass it on to your brother. Good. Good. Feel it. Feel it. Good. Yeah. Pass it on. Feel that. Okay. Then pass it on. Okay. Now you know what this is, isn't it? What is it? It's an egg. Tell me, what does it look like? What's the color?
White.
So white outside. What do you think's inside?
Yellow.
Yellow? Well, let's find out. Hold on. Do you see that? So this is inside. Okay, now notice we had a shell that protects, but inside it's all nice and soft.
Like us.
Like us. You're right, buddy. Some people are like this. Inside they're nice and gentle and kind and caring, but then they face a difficulty. And you know what happens to them? They change. Okay? They change. It looks just like an egg, right? But there's something different about this one, isn't there? They crack and look inside what happened. See?
What happened to that?
Well, what happened is, guess what happened to this? How did I get from this to this? What did I do?
That one may be older.
Maybe. What also could I have done? What do you got? Ah, this one is boiled. So this is before the hot water, and this is after hot water. So some people, when they face the hot times in their life, they get weak and squishy. Some people get hard and bitter. There's a person in the Old Testament, you may not have heard of her. Her name is Naomi. Naomi was a woman who was married and had two boys. And in their town of Bethlehem, things got really, really tight and tough and hard. There wasn't enough food. They weren't having enough crops. And so they decided to move. And they moved to another nation near them called Moab. And while there, her two boys got married. So it's one big happy family, the mommy and daddy, the two boys, and their wives. But then something bad happened. Do you know what happened? The daddy died. Then the two boys died. And so Naomi was all by herself with her two daughters-in-law, and they weren't even from her country. And she's so sad inside. She's so hurting inside. She says to the lady, she goes, "You just go home. I'm going back. I'm going back to my home in Israel." But here's what she describes. If I could have maybe Kathy Bai read this next one here from the book of Ruth. Some people, when they face difficulties, they become bitter. They become mad. Notice she blamed God. She said, "It's your fault. God did this to me." Sometimes when people go through tough times, they don't know who to blame, so they blame God as if he's causing it. And it hardens them inside. It makes them bitter inside. They're no longer soft and gentle anymore. They're bitter and hard. So that doesn't sound like a good way to respond. So we'll put harden next to that one. Okay? Well, now we have another one here. We have difficulties. And sometimes difficulties come in our life. We've talked about that. And sometimes it's not that we give up when we face the challenge. And it's not that our hearts get hardened. Sometimes we turn blue. What happens is, yes! What happens sometimes is when we go, and we'll put that right here. Sometimes what happens when we have a loss in our life, when we faced a difficulty, we get really down and sad. We feel blue. We get the blues inside. And there's a guy in the Old Testament. His name is Elijah. Elijah was a prophet. That means he spoke for God. And one day, he had this really, really incredible, powerful experience where God came through and God did amazing miracles for him. And God came down with fire and lit up the whole sacrifice. And everyone was going, "God is God! God is God!" And he's like, "Yes, yes, yes!" He was so excited. But then something bad happened the next day. He got so sad. He said, "I don't know what to do. I just want to die." Some people, when they face a big difficulty, a big challenge in their life, they just become so, so sad. They don't have any more joy. They're not happy anymore. They're just so depressed and sad. They turn blue. But some people, they don't give up. They don't harden. They don't become sad when they face difficulties. Oh. Oh, see, some people go blue. Some people get a hot red, hot pink. They become mad. They become so mad, they want to hit somebody. They get so mad when they face it. Okay? There was a guy in the Old Testament, another guy, his name was Moses. Okay, you know about Moses, right? God used Moses to bring the Israelites out of bondage to Egypt, and he was able to deliver them and bring them in. And Moses led God's people faithfully. Moses was a great, great leader, and he led God's people for 39 years. And he did a great job, always did what God wanted, loved God. But then in his 39th year, something happened. Not quite, but let's take a look and see what happened. in the book of Numbers. Someone want to read that for me? Maybe Al Decker? Okay, so here's what happened. God told Moses, Moses, I want you to speak to the rock. Tell the rock, rock, bring water. Moses was so fed up listening to all the whining and complaining of the Israelites for so many years. We'll pretend this is his rod. He takes his rod and instead of talking to the rock, goes, do we have to take care of this for you? Bam, bam. He was mad. And there are some people like that where they'll hold it in and hold it in when they face difficulty and it looks like they're okay and it looks like they're okay. And then in one moment, they just let loose with all of their anger and all of their rage and they get mad. They turn red mad. Now, we've looked at giving up. We've looked at hardening. We've looked at sad and mad. Pastor Ray, is there another response we could have? Glad you asked. Can you back up a little bit? Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is talk to you about a different way to respond, because here's what we're learning so far. Every one of these responses something outside messed something up inside. For example, I had just regular carrots, okay? But when I put them in hot boiling water, the hot water outside changed the carrots inside. Yes, sir?
You get rotten.
Yeah, you get rotten. Now, the eggs. The egg was a solid, just a regular egg like this, but the outside hot water ended up changing the egg. You saw that I had a glass of fluid, and I put some difficulty in it, and the outside changed the inside. The outside changed the inside. This was just filled with normal stuff. Now, I'm going to talk to you about something different. What's this?
Tea
bag. It's a tea bag. Okay? Now, this tea bag has some things inside of it. Okay? Inside. When you know Jesus as your Savior, when you trust and love Jesus, Jesus comes inside you by His Spirit. He takes up residence. So now Jesus is in you. Here's the secret of joy. Joy doesn't come from outside in. It comes from inside out. So watch what's going to happen when I put this tea bag. We'll wait another minute. Let me just give you an example from the Scripture. Go ahead and bring this up. Somebody in the back. Can we, Daniel, could you do me the honors on that one? Philippians chapter 4? Yeah, would you? Now notice the difference with the Apostle Paul. We've talked about the Apostle Peter. We've talked about Naomi. We talked about Elijah. We talked about Moses. Every one of them let what was outside affect inside. Okay? The Apostle Paul, however, is doing it differently. Paul said, I have learned to be content whatever. In other words, Paul says it's not what's outside that causes the issue. It's what's inside me that changes my outside. And so what happens here is, as I put this tea bag in here, my tea is changing the hot water rather than the hot water making the changes to me like it did here. That's what Paul's talking about. He says, it doesn't matter if I have a difficulty. It doesn't matter if everything is going well. It doesn't matter if I've got all that I need. It doesn't matter if I have nothing that I need. It's not what's outside me that makes a difference. It's what's inside of me that makes a difference. And that's why James tells us over in James chapter 1, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you could be mature and complete, lacking nothing. When Jesus is in us, it doesn't matter what's going on around us, because Jesus in us is enough. Take a look at our, can you read this together with me? One more, there it is. Ready? Let's see what it says. Ready? To know joy for the journey, we need to live from the inside out with Jesus inside. One more time. To know joy for the journey, we need to live from the inside out with Jesus inside. So the question is, do you want to be a delicious cup of tea, or do you want to be mushy carrots, a hard-boiled egg, blue, or mad red? Or do you want to be something that's sweet and tasty? Jesus is my cup of tea. Let's pray, shall we? Okay? Lord, we thank you for this message that may have been geared for children, but certainly speaks to all of us. I think if we're honest, we could say in this room, there are times when we have found ourselves facing a difficulty, and the challenge has overwhelmed us, and we become weak at the knees, mushy, squishy, and we give up. Other times we found ourselves facing difficulties and challenges, and they made us bitter. We got hard. We didn't want anybody to get close. We pushed people away. Sometimes we faced difficulties and we just got down. We got sad. So sad that we just wanted you to take us. Sometimes we got mad and we attacked. We blamed and attacked others. In every case, Lord, that's when we let what was outside of us control what was inside of us. But oh, Lord, when we let Jesus fill us, when we let Jesus fill our lives, then it doesn't matter what hot water we get into. He always has a way to make it good when we trust him. Help us to remember this lesson, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.